Well, I guess we can call and ask him what's changed.
Well, I mean, they were shut down half the year last year, probably.
They're no longer there.
Are they really? They are?
Belk's is closed.
Down on the landing?
Yeah.
Like when?
Like way back early spring, winter time. I believe that's right. I don't go to that end of the
Lindsay, is Belk still open?
I was just wondering the same thing.
Yes.
It is still open?
Belk at the landing?
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that. We have an expert in the room. Expert. I almost said the same thing. So that's, yeah.
I thought they closed their doors.
I thought so too.
Well, Lindsay, do you think they're worth $3.5 million or do you think they're worth $2.8 million? I'm just kidding. We're going to call them. We did. I got a number.
Oh. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jim, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch okay time?
You did.
Very good.
Pull everything up here?
Yeah, you're here with other board member David Akers along with the assessor's office. Very good. We have your file before us. We've been at $3.5 million for the last 2 years,
six years.
Last met with y'all was
16. When did you meet with us last?
Oh, goodness. 16 or 17, I think.
2016.
Okay. It's 2016, but that's good. I see it up here. So what's the basis for the reduction?
Well, I mean, I won't tie you up too terribly long with the sad story about the retail environment surrounding department stores. Obviously, since we last spoke, you know, the number of people in my client's particular industry that are suffering, including my client, has gotten pretty dramatic. Obviously, Penny's has closed more than half their stores. Sears hardly exists anymore. Macy's has closed the vast majority of their stores. Even Belk, who is probably on as solid footing as anyone in that industry. We were in bankruptcy for a day. That had mostly to do with, you know, COVID and the fact we were closed for 3 or 4 months kind of across the nation. And we were already tracking downward, and I say that to say as an industry, large box retailers are tracking downward because people's shopping habits are changing, and in some cases changing dramatically. And, you know, that's Amazon and everyone else that shops online. I mean, you know, this is a brick and mortar store. And so, you know, online sales are not a real positive for this particular type of industry. But that all being said, the store is not performing poorly. And I say that with the caveat of, you know, what happened in, you know, the COVID year happened and, you know, you can't ignore it. But, you know, our sales were already down from 16 to 19, which is kind of the pre-COVID thing, about 13%. So from the last time I visited with y'all until, you know, pre-COVID,
31.
our sales were down 13%. And obviously, you know, you can take another half off of that for this past year. So that's all to say, we're kind of looking at it from that standpoint. The marketplace for these boxes is
obvious.
Much smaller than it has been at any given time in the past.
If you see, I mean, what their numbers have been.
If you go to what amounts to page 7 of the stuff that I sent, so there's kind of a summary page of different ways that my client looks at these properties of theirs. Then there's kind of our sales graph.
Oh, okay.
That's in there. But the next page was this.
I think that's probably
the printout. This is us tracking sales kind of in a recovery basis. So what do our sales, if you just took...
So let me ask you,
sure.
Jim, do you have, I mean, I'm looking here, is this an appraisal of...
No.
Okay.
No, this is a pro forma. This is the way they take a look at their property.
Okay.
Not an appraisal.
Well,
Well, you've got something says S&L Appraisal Group here. That's what we're confused as.
Yeah, so in the support information when you get in the back, there is a group of appraisers that track big box retailers, rents and sales and stuff like that. That is the support documentation for the pro forma $4.5 rent.
Okay.
There has not been an appraisal done on this property by anyone.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion that, my motion's based off what we've done for some other businesses that have taken a significant impact. Jim, and we've done... In essence, a 10% COVID discount. I have no doubt that Belk has taken a hit. That was clearly outlined by the evidence you've presented here, and then we all lived through the pandemic. So I would move that we change the valuation from on BOE number 395 to $3,150,000.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
It's about half of what you asked for, I think, but it's a reduction.
It's a start, and then my client, you know, they'll make a business decision that best suits them.
Well, and let your client know that most other properties in the county have been raised, and some significantly. Yours hadn't received a raise in a while, but I mean, we do understand. We have an expert witness in the room that has been in your store within the past 2 days. And so I'm sure we can get lots of other expert witnesses to.
They like your store.
Yeah.
They spent money.
Yeah. So please convey our appreciation of your investment in Branson.
I will. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for your time. I understand y'all are probably behind a little bit.
Yes, we are.
Y'all move on down the line. I assume y'all will be sending me.
Yes, in 2 weeks, you'll get something from the clerk's office.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Thank
you. If you see something that's not classification nightly rental in this list, I know Harry's covering the mass portion of these.
It doesn't say class on our...
Right, but if it's a condo, if it's Branson Canyon, if it's...
Yeah, what we got?
Here's Commerce Park. That's a Bramo Hospitality.
I think we already did Bramo. We did Bramo, didn't we?
The tables at Tilton.
Oh, that's the hotel.
Towers,
yeah. He's talking to her. We put it off till Tuesday. Probably get to it. It's an income approach deal. He's got the numbers to her. I think our next one is 396.
Yeah, I'm calling them.
Class. We got a ton still in the morning, don't we? Holy cow.
Hello?
too much.
Thank you. Just this morning, we got to go to page 12.
This afternoon's, though, is pretty, is mainly Harry Styron.
100% what?
Commercial text.
Their classification.
Classification, okay.
Please let your voicemail be open.
It's not available.
Have room. Catherine and Isaiah, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're looking at your BOE appeal here based on the classification. Just wanted to call, let you know you'll be receiving a postcard or a card in the mail in 2 weeks. We did come up with a decision across the board on all of these, and that decision is this, is that if you own one nightly rental, that one nightly rental can be 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you own more than one, then the following ones, the second, third, or fourth, or whatever, is 100% commercial. You can email the clerk's office to get our written decision on that. Thank you. Have a great day. Gage's Hawk Nest.
The number you have dialed has...
Awesome. Wrong number. Okay.
It's up on the screen. Is it the same that you have on the paper? 816935.
Oh, there it is.
This will be not the number.
That's different than our paper.
Yeah.
I got calluses on my finger from dialing this phone so much.
When your hands start cramping up.
That means I'm not working hard enough. I got calluses from that is what that means. Kenny's over here like, you wuss. You ought to have tougher calluses on your hands.
I can't say nothing.
Unfortunately, a lot of these people were expecting this in the morning, so they may not. But oh well.
Hi, it's John Gage. I'm unable to take your call. If you'd like to leave a quick message, I'll get back with you as soon as possible. God bless and have a great day.
Hey, John, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Just giving you a call on your classification appeal for the board. Just wanted to let you know, earlier this morning we came up with a decision across the board, and the decision is this, and you can get a written explanation of that decision by emailing the clerk's office, and they can send that to you. And it should be up on the website sometime.
I don't know if we're going to be able to...
Well, we're not sure if we can put it up on the website, but you can email and get it. The decision's this. If you own one nightly rental lodge, condo, or unit, then that would be classified 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you own more than one, any of them beyond that first one is 100% commercial. So the first one's 25. The first one that you have is 25% commercial, 75% residential. And beyond that, it's 100% commercial. Appreciate you sending in an appeal. Have a great day.
The next one looks like he's got two properties in Everett's Investments. I wonder if it's for investment.
Well,
these are probably one of the larger ones.
It is.
Yeah.